Auckland Council is telling the government it is not keen on its Three Waters reforms. The proposed changes would see control of drinking, waste and stormwater systems be taken from the hands of 67 councils into four massive regional authorities. Today at a Zoom council meeting, an overwhelming majority of elected members showed they're concerned the reforms will result in a lack of democratic accountability and control over council assets. Here's our reporter Jean Bell.
Today, Auckland Mayor Phil Goff made one thing clear. He supports the objectives of the reform, but the government's plans won't get his approval as long as locals don't have a big say in how water surfaces are managed.
And what I am absolutely passionate about is that I can never support something that creates an entity that will not be accountable through elected representatives to the community that it serves.
Finance Committee Chairperson Desley Simpson also aired her concerns.
I'm certainly not prepared to support handing over in excess of $10 billion of our assets on behalf of the people of Auckland to get considerably less than 50% of governance. I'm worried about the fact that this might be mandated.
She's frustrated with the model and thinks it hasn't been formulated with Auckland in mind.
It doesn't seem to have taken into consideration that a third of the country, thanks to central government legislation, is actually governed differently.
Desley Simpson thinks a council-controlled organisation, Watercare, is already running at the scale being sought for the rest of the country. A number of councillors spoke of racist feedback from ratepayers about what the reforms will mean for Māori control over water. But Deputy Mayor Bill Cashmore is shocked by the hundreds of emails he's received from people who aren't up to speed on the reforms in general.
There is a big information work here in front of the government yet to get this right, because the public do not understand.
Councillor Wayne Walker is calling for information on the reforms to be more clearly available on the council's website. The government is yet to put forward its final proposal, but Mayor Phil Goff has vowed ratepayers will get their say when it does.
The council will consult with Aucklanders on this proposal to inform the council's response, and I regard that as critical.
Local Government Minister Nanai Mahuta has previously said the reforms are about acting for the greater good, with the aim to have ratepayers dish out less on water bills and councils benefiting from long-term infrastructure investment. Auckland Council, along with all other local government bodies, have until October 1st to give their feedback on the changes. From then, the government will consider its next steps.